And what did you call the women in the community that would come around and deliver children, deliver babies?
We called them the midwives.
Midwives.
And they'd come and deliver the children.
Oh, I see.
And that's, then they'd have, a lot of times they had doctors. When they had doctors, they'd get the doctors. In my own family, my own children, I have five children. And they were all born in the home here. But the doctor came. They didn't have a hospital here in the valley, but the doctor came from Heber. And all of the children were delivered here in the home.
Here in this house?
No, there was someone born in this house, and the two of them was born in another house. There's two of the children was born here, and three of them was born outside in other homes before I bought this house.
I see. And where did you attend church?
We attended the church right here in Midway. The church house is... It's the same church house that we've... It was the first church house we had here in Midway. It's been there called the Midway Second Ward. Up until the 1903, the ward of the Midway was divided into two wards. First ward and the second ward. And our ward was the ward that had the church house. And the church house is still down here. And it's the church house down here on Center Street, down on Main Street. And we lived there. And the only church I've ever gone to is that one church.
Oh, the same building?
It's the same building. The same building is the only church I've ever gone to in here.
Okay. What, now some of these questions might seem a little bit strange, but just bear with me. what would you call the first four books in the Old Testament?
They call them in the Germans the four books of Moses.
And what specifically are their names?
Well, in the German Bible it's the books of Moses. But in the other ones it's Genesis I'm kind of on the end of a tongue if I could think about them.
What about the other Testament? What about the New Testament?
Well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah. See, they're kind of silly questions.
Okay.
Sometimes we try to make them harder than they really are.
I say it was just Genesis and Leviticus. I'll come in a minute. I'll think of before we get through.
Well, that's fine. We don't even have to come back to them. I can't remember them myself. Now, how do you usually refer to the person that we learn about in church that lives up in heaven? What do you usually call him?
Our Heavenly Father.
Our Heavenly
Jesus
Father.
Christ.
Okay.
I say that both of them live up there, Heavenly Father and also Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Father and the Son.
Father and the Son. And what kind of schooling did you get?
I went to school here in Midway in the district school and graduated from the high school over in Heber High School. Wasatch High School was called then. And then I went down to the BYU for 1 year.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Did you like that?
Yes, really nice. Went down there in 1925.
Who was the president then?
Brimhall.
Brimhall. That's me. What would you call the building that holds all the books for the school where you go and study?
The library.
The library. Okay. And tell me about how many children did you have?
I had five children.
How many girls and how many boys?
I had three boys and two girls.
Oh. And where are they now?
Well, my oldest son is living in Walnut Creek, California. And the other one is living in Logan, Utah. And one's living in Sioux Falls, Idaho. The boys, and one of the girls lives over here in Heber, and one lives in Provo.
Well, so some of them are pretty close to you.
Yes, they are.